I would open with a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you thanking you for this morning, thanking you for everyone that made it out this morning. I ask that you give safe travel to those that are still en route, and I ask that you just through me reach each and every one in the building today on the lesson that I've prepared. Dear God, we thank you for everything and life in general, dear God, and all the things I ask of you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I actually chose, it actually came to me as a lesson on prayer. And the reason why I chose this, because, I mean, it's one of the reasons due to the recent activity in my life. I mean, it was, you know, because I sit there and I thought, I prayed day and night, morning, evening, I mean, and everything. And she was still taken away from me. You know what I mean? So that's when I start questioning in prayer. And I start wondering, I mean, you know. Yeah. I start wondering why, you know, why me? But if I pray like you said we need to and what we need to do, I mean, I was obedient. So why did it happen? So what is prayer? Although the Bible says a lot of about prayer, it never actually defines it. One definition says prayer is a conversation of the heart with God. But we know it's more than that. I mean, because we just don't go to him for things we need or what we ask. We try to get him to get us through the day as well. Get us through life as well. And the most fascinating thing about prayer is Jesus prayed all the time. And we ask ourselves, why did, you know, he prayed all the time. He knew God. He knew everything. He knew what was going to happen. He knew the future. So why did he pray all the time? Mark 1:35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. There was his daily habit. He too wanted to enjoy God's presence, so he spent time in prayer. So, I mean, that's like, for example, every morning, I mean, I'm on my way to work. I mean, I sit and drive. I mean, it was funny, one morning I was talking to the pastor, I was on my way, and I don't know what possessed me to do it, but we was in prayer, we got to praying, and I'm driving. I close my eyes because I'm so used to it. I'm so used to just going through, closing my eyes as we praying, and I open them real quick. I was like, oh, I'm driving. So I made it a habit. I mean, and it's come times after that I drive, and I mean, and that's really the time that I would always pray. I would always pray as I'm driving. I got a nice little ride, so I always pray because I'm in a place. I don't like no radio in the morning. I don't like hearing nothing but silence, and it gets me into my gets me into my routine and gets me into my mood. And once I finish up, I'm basically getting off my exit and heading on into the stage. So I'm good to go then. I mean, I feel like I'm covered and blessed at that time. God invites us to pray. And I mean, stop and think about it. I mean, it's an honor of this invitation that has been given to us. Our God is above all things, invites us to talk with him at any time and anywhere about anything and everything. God wants us to pour out our hearts to him in every situation. Nothing is too big or too small to bring before him. I mean, and I actually, you know, there's times I thought I'm on a daily basis. I mean, it could be the littlest things to a lot of people, but it could be the biggest thing to you all. You know what I mean? I mean, it's something that really matters to you. But at the end of the day, we look at it, we're like, well, can I really, you know, I count on him and he's going to get me through. You know, you got to have that mentality. I mean, you got to know that he's got you. If you are a believer in faith and you know, you got to understand that he's going to get you through regardless. You might not even like the outcome, but you have an outcome that's going to be safe for you. You know what I mean? It's going to definitely, it's going to definitely cover you. So I'm going to go into Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Yes. And I made a mistake of letting that request be known, but I thinking I was going to receive that request, and it ain't always the truth. It always. Have you ever wanted something? I'm going to tell you, there's been times I wanted something, I prayed so hard for it, I wanted something so bad, I mean, I prayed for it too. No matter what it may be. I mean, it could have been a job or anything. I mean, but I prayed so hard for it, and then didn't happen. I get this big major disappointment. I'm sitting there sulking. I'm all in my feelings. Then I thought about it. I said, but you know what? And I look at it, I look at the full view of it, and I'm like, well, boy, that was a blessing in disguise. I didn't need that. You know what I mean? And it put me in a direction and on the path to where I was safe and I was good with that. I was good with that decision. I was good with that process. So I was like, I mean, have you all thought of anything that, I mean, for example, anybody thought of anything that would help them? I mean, I'm open floor. I mean, I'm asking if anybody wanted to share anything that they've, similar situation. I mean, oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna let you get the mic, cause some of them can't. I'm gonna let you hold the mic for a second.
When you don't listen to them and you listen to other people's and say, oh, that's your person, that's the person you're supposed to be with. You know, God done bless you with that person. That's who you need to be with. And so you go with that bit because they're supposed to be in church. They're the church people. They're in God more than you. They've been around God more. So you go with it. Girl, straight up.
Yep, you're walking in disobedience because you didn't ask him and you listened to everybody else or listen to yourself.
Can't get mad at them because you ain't listened to what he told you to do. You listen to what the people told you to do.
Yeah.
And you will lose everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's the thing. We started to listen to people and put people up on pedestal that, I mean, you can't, yeah, I mean, we try to put them in front of him. And then once you do that, it's you wrong way. That's like driving a car. Yeah. Yeah. Failure. Yeah. If you're a person like riding down one-way streets in the wrong way, that's where you're going. That's the way you're going, because I'm going to tell you, that, Lord, you just don't do that. Yeah, yeah. We question him, and yeah.
With him, and you make sure that you are making that request known to him, and he said, answer you, giving you your answer, you know, your confirmation on what it is, then your request hasn't been made known.
Right.
And then it didn't happen. It went all the way left and right.
And the thing of it is, it's funny because I was in the same situation, and it was so funny because it took a real close guy. Matter of fact, I met him through Kim when she worked out there where I worked at. And we were talking, and because it's crazy because he lost his brother probably the week after we buried Kim. He lost his brother. And me and him got to talking about, you know, the pain and everything and this and that. And I mean, he had to remind me of one thing, though. I said, you know, I, to a certain extent, I'm still angry. I'm still mad with God, and you know. And then he said, but you got to look at it this way. He said, the thing of it is, he kept you. You was her strength. You got her through. You was able to take care of her. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna tell you, that really opened up and made a difference to me. I said it because I didn't see that blessing, and I didn't see that that's how he actually took care of me. You know, that's how he actually gave me what I wanted. Because if I wasn't there to take care, where would we have been? I mean, you know, it'd have been a worse situation. So I am happy at that he did keep me in order to protect and deal with that whole situation and get, you know. So prayer is really God's invitation for us to include him in every activity and event in our lives. Prayer is an act of obedience and humility. Yeah. Boy, that word obedience is, I tell you, it'll beat you. Because you'll find yourself tempted, boy. You sit there, you try it too, boy. You sit there and you try to find every little angle to go around what that obedience is. You sit there and think about it. But I know you said this, but can I do that? Can I do that? Yeah, it just takes you, really takes you through. Thessalonians 5 and 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And another thing, we got to walk on faith. He said, come to him boldly and ask for what. You got to walk on faith, and you got to know this is what, even when you don't think of it as sometimes we come doubtful. We're thinking that we're not going to, it's not going to happen. We're not going to get what we ask for or what we want, because we doubt. And that's where it starts off at. Once you doubt, there's no chance of it happening anyway. It's not going to happen if you're doubting it. So you got to come with confidence. You got to come, like you said, come to him boldly. And God doesn't care if your prayer is long or short. He doesn't elegant or inarticulate. He don't care. It's got to be, as long as you come to him, you ain't got to be all deep in there. You could have a conversation with him as if you're talking to somebody sitting across from you. You can't come and talk out of order like you some college professor or something. You got to go to him as you would somebody sitting in front of you. That's where love and that's where the appreciation and relationship and the act of respect come from. You got to be there in order to do that. And that's where they come from. Whether you're clever or clumsy, God hears your heart. And the best part of it is God promises to answer every prayer. And I believe it. I believe it to now. But I just think that it's not the way that we want. I think it's in a way that's best for us. Because at the end of the day, that's who it's all about. He's getting us and taking care of us through this life and getting us to the kingdom. But I've looked deeply even the last month or so over, look for answers and look for him to, what did I do and why did I do this and why am I getting this and why are you doing this to me? But it's for the better of my being. He answers our prayers one of three ways. Yes or no or wait. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. they can tell you yes, you can get it and you move on about your way. His answer isn't an indication for us to stop praying, but an invitation for us to start changing what we are seeking. Don't always get what we want, but what we need. God knows what's best for us. He sees the big picture. It's up to us to follow the right trail. How off course are we, if at all? Or how long did it take us to get on course that's designed for us? That's the thing. I mean, he could sit there and tell you to go one way, and then you choose the other trail. Well, you ain't gonna get what you asked for. I mean, you can't ignore it. You got to listen to what he tells you, and don't try to play it off and think, "Well, no, that's not what I heard. I didn't hear that. I think I heard this over here. This is what I heard. This is what I heard. This is what I'm gonna do, because that wasn't it right there. I don't think that was it. Better yet, that wasn't of God. Oh, that's the enemy coming at me, telling me what's going on, you know? I mean, that's one of the first things we do, boy. We throw the enemy in there quick. No, there you go. But at the end of the day, you end up having to go that route anyway, and then what happens? It's for the better of your good. If he says no, ask him what direction he wants you to head. Wait. Ask him to show you the right time to move forward. Yes. Continue to pursue what God's giving you. He doesn't always answer the way we want. However, he does promise that when we pray in line with his will, we know for certain that we have the request that we have asked of him. 1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked for of him. So know your prayer life. I mean, know when you go to him, I mean, sit in with him boldly and ask what you want. Declare it. Take it. And at the same time, take heed in your answers. The answers that you give him, take heed in it. If he gives you an answer, go with it, because it's for your good, and you'll be in a better position. Lord knows this. I think my biggest one's been financially, boy. I go out there financially, you go out there and do what you want to do when you want to do it. I mean, instead of, it doesn't matter. I want it, so I'm going to get it. And then what happens? Turn around after you get it. Next thing you know, something else done hit you, and it's done took you to work. Why did I do that? Why did I end up going that route? Why did I do that? So then you have to take the shovel out, start digging. Start digging yourself out. Start digging your way through. And I didn't realize. I've always knew. But it took me a while even to realize that prayer is important. And not only is it important, it's knowing prayer, knowing how to pray, knowing what to pray for. I mean, and how to be obedient, and it's never about us. It's always about God. It's always about God. Prayer is not about changing God's mind. It's about us changing our actions. I mean, because we can't expect him to, if he say no first, don't sit and think that, well, I'm gonna give you another day, then I'll come back and pray again, and maybe you'll say yes the next day. I've actually done that before. Come back and say, well, okay, you say no now, so maybe tomorrow it'll be different. Yeah, maybe you done changed your mind and you done. Oh, fasting, yes. Yes. Yeah. He wouldn't put that burger in front of me if he didn't want me to have it. This person at work didn't bring all these donuts in for us and didn't want me to have one, you know? So we're finding a way to definitely manipulate and get through, boy, I tell you. But he's smarter than us. And he knows it all. Let's see here. We repeatedly need to be taught what the Bible says about prayer. And we need consistent encouragement to move past daily distractions and commitment to a regular time of prayer. So I think that we all know that how important prayer is and how much we need it. I mean, and how much we believe in it. Because like I said before, it took me, I believed it and I prayed it, but I mean, it gave me a whole different outlook and a whole nother look on life once my wife passed away. And I mean, that really opened me up. But at the same time, it brought me wisdom. So that, I mean, above all else, I mean, I'm growing, and it helped me to grow through that. And I pray daily, and I know how to pray, and I know how important it is and how to go about doing it. You know, it's one thing to pray and not know what you know how to pray or know what you're praying for, but it's one thing you get into the lesson and you know why you're praying and what the reason is. And I'm going to open the floor for comments for these last few minutes. I'm just hoping everybody to benefit from it at all.